This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to racism, bias, and mitigating disparities in economic opportunity. With organizations under pressure to go beyond talking about diversity but addressing it in their workforces, some new technology can help firms better monitor and analyze their progress toward inclusivity, Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Scott Page from the University of Michigan specializes in management. He remembers working with a company where women were turning down jobs involving relocation, and it was hurting their chances of getting promoted. He says this is an example of how data about employees can help explain a diversity problem.
And you can kind of explain away an individual case. But when you're looking at 100 cases, 200 cases, or 1,000 cases, you can no longer explain that away. And so what you can do is you can look for patterns in the data.
The pattern he found was relocations were being offered in the middle of the school year. Women were mostly refusing. To fix the problem, the company began offering more flexible relocation timelines. A growing number of businesses are looking into their own implicit biases like these, which experts say is a great step. But those biases are implicit. So by nature, you often don't even realize you have them. Professor Corinne Lowe from the Wharton School of Business.
Human beings make snap decisions based on the data that they've taken in from the world around them, and that data is biased. And so you need to figure out how to put your decision makers into a position where they can actually be objective.
Enter data collection. Who got recruited and why? Who got promoted and why? And who left and how come? And some companies are seeing an opportunity. Payroll giant ADP is now offering software to measure diversity, equity, and inclusion. ADP Senior Vice President Jack Berkowitz says it's not just about a headcount of who the employees are.
Are people being hired? Great. But are they actually advancing up management levels?
Still, data alone will not fix a company's diversity problem. Brian Utsi is with the Kellogg School of Management.
You know, some of what we're talking about now and the real benefits of these technologies were also some of the things that were touted about the benefits of social media. And so you have to be very vigilant with these technologies, I think, to make sure that they are used in reasonable ways. And that's a responsibility that organizations need to pay a lot of attention to.
He says data is important, but what a company decides to do with it, that's where the real challenge is and where change can happen. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.